16th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. And as you're finding your place, let me welcome those of you that's viewing It's All About Him telecast. This is our midweek service. I'm Nate Holcomb, and what a delight it is. We are excited and delighted whenever we have the opportunity to be able to share the glorious gospel of God's Holy Son with those of you that's viewing this telecast. We salute you. We thank you for watching, and those of you who have become partners with It's All About Him. If you are ever in the Central Texas area, please, on behalf of the Christian House of Prayer, they call us CHOP, the Choppers, C-H-O-P. Now, we're not going to chop you. We're going to eat you. Glory to God. But you stop in and see us, and we will be most delighted. We're coming from Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, and for the sake of time, on this evening service, thank God for every one of you working throughout your day and those of you that were able to come to our wonderful service this afternoon, homegoing service for one of our saints. We bless God for your coming out tonight. Luke's Gospel, chapter 16 and the 8th verse, and it reads, "And the Lord commended," not complimented, but he commended "the unjust steward, because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light." May the Lord add a blessing to the readers and hearers and doers of his word, and all God's people said amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Come on, give three people a high five and tell them I'm excited about Jesus. It's all about him. Hallelujah. It's all about him. It's all about him. Hallelujah. This will be our third installment on kingdom pragmatism. What did he say? Kingdom pragmatism. How do you spell it? P-R-A-G-M-A-T-I-S-M. Pragmatism. Kingdom pragmatism. And the word pragmatism, pragmatics, it carries this connotation. It's the practical. I think you already know this, our third installment. You should have rehearsed this. You know I'm going to ask you. Is the what? Is the practical, matter-of-fact way of how we approach and assess situations in our lives. It's the pragmatics. The kingdom operates by us functioning in a practical way, and then God takes care of the providential. So there is the walk of faith. It's a walk of faith, and it takes two steps to make a complete walk. And you just keep taking those same two steps over. Right feet, left feet, right feet. And so it is practical, but then God takes care of the providential. So the kingdom, pragmatism, it deals with the practical, matter-of-fact way of how we are to assess our situations in life. It has to be coupled, because we're Christians, we're believers, so it has to be coupled, if you would, with how we as Christians address the situations that we face in life and how we confront Satan and the kingdom of darkness and how we, in essence, just handle our problems. Here, for the sake of time, I want to drop right into the 8th verse where Jesus is teaching, chapter 15, lost and found. He's talking about how that a shepherd loses a sheep. And we know that he's the shepherd, we are the sheep. Amen. How that the woman searches through the house because she loses a silver piece. It's S's now. It's sheep, then it's silver, a silver piece. But that silver piece was a part of a set. She had 9 other pieces, but they were inconsequential, because if she lost that one piece and didn't have that one piece, then you could not put out the set. It was a set. And we perhaps are going to talk more about that in messages to come. But it was a set. So we have the shepherd and the sheep. We have the spirit, which is a type of the woman that's weeping through. It's the Holy Spirit who finds that which is precious, which is the silver, a symbol of redemption. So we know again he's talking about us. If it was gold, gold is divinity or deity, but silver always represents redemption. So it's the shepherd who searches and finds me and finds you, the sheep. It is the spirit who searches our hearts and convicts us to bring us to the shepherd. So we are that silver piece. It's the father, of course, who loses the son. And when the son comes back, he throws a banquet in the party. Chapter 16, he moves from the shepherd and the sheep, the spirit and the silver, the sovereign father and the son. And now he talks about lost forever. And he's on the outside. Chapter 15, it ends with the elder son, which is typified of the Pharisees and how that chapter starts off. And it, Jesus is given unto us a picture of this father with his son standing outside. And you never know if the son came back in or not. He's a magnificent storyteller. And now what he's indicating is if we don't get over or get excited over lost and found, meaning we're lost, he finds us, he's excited, why aren't we? Then he moves into lost forever. And now he talks about stewardship. And that whole piece there, he's dealing with stewardship. And he's talking about an unjust steward who's put out of his stewardship. Tonight's message, as we deal with kingdom pragmatism, I want to get into this portion of it. Knowing, or let's title it, this is the title, Working God's System. Praise the Lord. Elder Burton, you can come right here and have a seat right here. Praise the Lord. Bless you, bless you. You're looking for your seat. I'm looking for it too. Looking good. Praise the Lord. So tonight's message, we're dealing with working God's system. Can you say that? Working God's system. Kingdom pragmatism is working God's system. Now, why do we come to that conclusion? And why are we on this? Now, hear me, please. I'm dealing with kingdom pragmatism because where we're headed with this teaching is how to get money when you don't have any. But that's a little too advanced to say. When I say advanced, people, when you say how to get money when you don't have any, people start grabbing their purse and their pocketbooks and holding. They say, that preacher's trying to get something from me. No, no. I want us to understand what Jesus is teaching about the kingdom. And at the conclusion of this, glory to God. I can't. At the conclusion of this, we're going to deal with how to get money. Because we're living in a time and the economy where so many people are saying, preacher, preach that right now. But you see, God is more interested in what he teaches us and what we learn from him than what he gives to us. Because whatever God gives to you, we're living in a day and time. If you don't know how you got it, you're going to lose it. And Jesus said, even he, in terms of what he seemed to have, he won't end up with it. Because he don't know God and how he got it in the first place. So what Jesus is saying in chapter 16, he's talking about this unjust steward. And this is the perplexity of the whole concept there. He says the children of this world are in their generation wiser, smarter than the children of light. Now that throws, that causes you to take a step back. He said what? Yes, he said the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And you would think that because it says, and he commended the unjust steward. You would think that he, when it says commended, that he wasn't complimenting him. He wasn't saying, man, that's a boy. I want my children to do what you did. No. He was an unjust steward, if you would, working in an unjust world system. But he knew how to work the system. And even though the system of this world is a dead end street, it's robbing, it's stealing, it's begging, it's borrowing, it is lottery, it is robbery. Hello. But the world knows how to work the system. And so what Jesus was saying when he says, and he commended the unjust steward, he wasn't saying, you know, do what he's done. Because what the unjust steward was doing, he was doing under the table transaction. What he was saying was that the world knows how to work its system. And what he was contrasting that with is his children, his kingdom. We don't, not us, but we in terms of God's people don't know how to work God's system. We don't work God's kingdom. We don't work God's system. Vision, how come God's not meeting my need? How come you robbing God with the tithe? I get no help. No amens already. Let's go ahead and get into it then. Glory to God. In other words, Jesus is saying that when you come into the family of God, you have come into the kingdom and you need to know how to work God's system. Starting number one with the pastor, he said, pastor, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So it is important, incumbent, if you will, upon me that I spend time giving myself to the word of God, searching the heart of God, panting after God's heart so that God can reveal to me the word of God. If not, then the blind will lead the blind. And my prayer, you know, I've been so excited over what God has been just showing me. I said, oh my, I'm so excited over this. The truths that God has shown me, even with respect to his church, the gates of hell prevailing. Because now it's my heart's desire to be a blessing to God's people. Because if I bless God's people, I'm blessing God. Now watch this. And one of my prayers have been for pastors who are listening to me. Because Jesus said, if we are the lead sheep, we're under shepherds, but the lead sheep, if we're blind. See, if a man is blind, you can be in a dark room. And it's not that you're blind, it's the lights are not on. So what you need is sight. But if you are blind, I don't care how much light you get, it's not light you need, it's sight you need. And if we don't know the difference, then the blind can lead the blind. And so my prayer is, God, open up his or her eyes that they can see. Don't patty cake. Go ahead and give God a praise. See, the Old Testament prophet Elisha, we don't know if Elisha saw mother, the chariots and the horsemen around the mountains. We don't know that. It doesn't say that. It says, but he prayed for his servant, opening his eyes, that he can see. Why? Because the man of God was not in fear and unbelief. It was his servant. He didn't need to see anything. See, if you can't see, God says to Joshua, see, I have given unto you Jericho. Joshua was looking at Jericho. But until God says, see, I. He was trying to figure the system out. How am I going to take this? How am I going to? God says, no, it's not what you take, it's what I give you. Victory is not something you achieve as a gift. Or as a goal, is something you receive as a gift. Give God praise. He gives you the victory. He gives you what you have. And God's children and people, starting with us preachers, we are stupid. Now I'm going to show you God says that in his word. Because once you come into God's family, you're in God's kingdom, and you say he's Lord, and he says, why call me Lord, Lord? Not why call me Jesus, Jesus. Why do you call me Lord and you won't even do what I say? And then it becomes a mockery to the world because the world looks at us and the world is working their system. And when they see you working the way they're working, what's the difference? What's the difference? Gimmicks and games and dreaming and scheming. And Jesus said that the Lord commended the unjust steward. And he says the children of this world. That word world is A-I-O-N, aeon, or age. Now watch it. All this is important. It's aeon or age and the children of this age. Whatever age that is, and we'll qualify, they're always connected to the cosmos of that age, which is the system. So now what we are looking for is to work God's system. Now that word where he says the children of this world, A-I-O-N, age, are wiser than the children of light. Now, again, he was not complimenting. To compliment would be promote. He was saying, no, the world knows how to work this system. Now, what we are endeavoring is to see how do we work God's system. Acts chapter 20, you already got this scripture, but write it down. And from here, we're going to go somewhere else. But Acts chapter 20, verse 27, Paul says, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Paul said, I have not shunned to declare all the counsel of God. So we have made the distinction that there is a difference between the gospel, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that's the death, burial, resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the counsel. And sometimes people, even preachers, get turned off with the message of prosperity because they say, that's not the gospel. And they're right. And sometimes we as preachers say, this is the gospel. And we're wrong. That is not the gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the power of how people get saved. You can preach prosperity and Donald Trump, and I'm not talking about you, Donald, but Donald Trump and any other person say, that's my message. I got more than you got in terms of material wealth. That's not the gospel. Everybody needs the gospel. Everybody doesn't necessarily need prosperity. When people are making millions of dollars, they say, is that your gospel? I got it. And yet you're still, listen, I'm not talking about if you really got Christ, then you know what I'm talking about. You're not empty on the inside. But material wealth doesn't do it. Because Jesus said that a man can gain the whole world and still lose his own soul. And so it is important for me as a preacher to make the distinction so that you will not turn me off and understand that I'm preaching the counsel of God, not the gospel. At this point, and every message at the end of the message, either I through way of the altar appeal or one of the elders, we preach the gospel. It doesn't take long to tell you that Jesus died for your sins. You're a sinner and you need to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. And the Holy Spirit works with that. And if you're a sinner, you say that he's talking to you. He's talking to me. You need to be saved. That's what it takes. And for you to open up your heart to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as Savior and Lord, and you are saved. And after you get saved, like I said before, when I came out of my mother's womb, whoever my doctor was, the reason why I don't know his name today, because I don't need to know him for the rest of my life. After I got out of the delivery room, so long. Hello. Now, I can tell you some of my teachers, not all of them, but some of my teachers. Hello. Because you don't need to know that doctor in the delivery room. Because you get another doctor the moment you start growing. Hello. And so it is that what we are talking about as your pastor, I need to make sure I'm studying so that I can teach you the counsel. Now, I wish I could tell you I know all the counsel of God. Oh, no, I can't tell you that. But I'm constantly seeking the heart of the Father so that he can reveal to me the counsel so that I can teach it to his people. Hallelujah. Now here is my point. The counsel of God, when we talk about the counsel, is what I'm getting ready to take you into on an excursion, on a journey. And the counsel of God, watch this now, because in order for us to work God's system, which is kingdom pragmatism, which is the practical way we should confront situations or assess things in our life. Now, in order to do that, you must know the counsel of God's, watch this now, five words, the counsel of God's understanding. Now, in order to work God's system, you got to have God's understanding. You can't work the system if you don't have the understanding of God. Now, God's understanding, watch this now, mother, is the theology of God versus the philosophy of man. Hi, my. See, before you come into the family, oftentimes all we have is the philosophy of man. Philosophy is how man thinks. Have you noticed in the world, when you were in the world, everybody had their own opinion? We got all kinds of shows on television now based upon people's opinion and their assessment of every given situation. But when you come into the kingdom, you get God's theology, which is the, listen, it's the way God sees things about life. See, God doesn't say one thing and think another. But just for the next week, just examine on television, brother. Listen to him. I ain't gonna mention no shows. They may be listening to me. But just examine. And when you listen to them, everybody, you know, well, what I think, you hardly ever hear anybody say what I believe, because see, believe goes deeper than what you think. You die for your belief system, and your belief system should be, watch it now, is based upon ours, is based upon God's theology. Theos is God. Ology is always the study of whatever it is. So when we talk about theology, it's the study of God, or the study of what God says. And God says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways. As heaven is higher than the earth, that's how high my thoughts are to your thoughts. And what I'm sharing with you, it is the book of life. It's the book of how we ought to live. And yet you can be a hearer of what I'm saying and never do it. And God said, that's a stupid person. Now that's what he says in his word. He said, I'm going to show you a foolish man and a wise man. Both of them heard the sayings of God, but only one of them did it. And what was his assessment of the one who heard it and didn't do it? He said, that's a foolish man. Now that's what's going to take me right now to Psalms, let's go there, 82. Because what we want is God's understanding. Man, listen, can I just continue to take my time with this? Yes, sir. Because this is 2010, mm-hmm. Dr. Ellie. And 2010, we're in.
Yes, sir.
Acts, he says, for in him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. So it's in him. Get into what you're into. You're into a kingdom. You're into a whole nother system. And get into it then. People can come to church Sunday mornings, Sunday night, midweek service. Oh, what a good message. What a good message. And still God says that's a stupid person. Bishop, did he say stupid? I wouldn't say if he didn't say it. There's something when God says this, you know, it's the same way you do with your child sometimes. You say, that is dumb, and then finally you say, that is stupid. Amen. Are you in the book of Psalms? Psalms what? Now let me get there. I want you to see this because I'm just going to spend a few more moments with you on this tonight. Because I'm going to take my time. I'm going to take my time, sure. Because we got to get knowing how to work God's system. You got to get the counsel of God's understanding. You got to see it as God sees it. Now, in Psalms, that's Psalms 82, is it not? Psalms what? Okay, look at verse, Psalms 82. Look at verse 5. Psalms 82, verse 5. They know not, neither will they, understand. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. What is the world called? It's called darkness. What is the children of the world called? I don't need to go there. You already know the scriptures. The children of this world are called the children of darkness. Why? Because they're in darkness. Why? Because Jesus is the light. And if they don't have Jesus, they're in darkness. And if you have the light, then let it shine. But what we do, Jesus said this. He said, even though we have the light, but we hide it under the bushel. And guess what? Even though we have the light, we're walking in darkness. And Pastor God said, that's stupid. Turn the lights on. You're bumping into everything. You can't see nothing. It's not that your eyes are closed. It's the lights are out. When Jesus comes, it says, he lighteth every man. Your spirit is called the candle, and he has the flick of the bick. When you receive him, he lights, that's in your Bible. He lights your candle so that you don't walk in the darkness. But he says, now, even though I've given them the light, guess what? They're still walking. Man, this is good stuff. They're still walking in darkness. This is what it says. Verse 5, they know not. Why don't they know? Neither will they, now watch this. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of what? Course. See, if the foundations, Psalms 11, verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, he says that all of the foundations of the earth. Now, remember now, we're talking about the children of this world, of this age. The children of this aeon age, they have a cosmos where we get cosmic. Are y'all following where I'm coming from? Which is the world. You got people, I'm not criticizing or being condemnatory, but you got people. Why do we have all those magazines on your way out? You didn't come in there to buy that. But all those magazines is of the world. And you got people of God's people who, listen, I'm not saying that you shouldn't keep up with things. But you got God's people who buys that and reads that more than they read the Bible. They can tell you everything about the world, who's in this league, who's in that league, who's doing this, that, and the other. And you ask them, the Lord is my shepherd, and they don't even know who you're talking about. The Lord who? What Lord? I'm a member of so-and-so's church. I'm a member of the house of prayer. And you don't even know what the Lord is saying. I'm not being critical or condemnatory towards you. But I want you to know you spend more time reading. And then God said, that's a stupid person. because they know how to operate in the system of darkness, and they're walking in darkness, and they're wondering why, and they don't know. They don't know. They say, I don't know, Pastor. I come to church all the time. And God, my knees, I can't make it. They don't know why. And he says, they don't know why. Why? They won't get my understanding. I'm giving you a preacher that can give you my counsel. The counsel of my understanding, which is my theology. And you're still messing with the world's philosophy. Man, this is some stuff that'll make your hair grow. Well, it makes mine grow. Glory to God. Now, Psalms 82, verse 5. They know not. Did you get that point? Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations, come on. All the foundations of the earth are what? Out of course. What we're dealing with, Elder, working God's what? System. Now watch this now. Which is kingdom, pragmatism, and systems. Now watch, you got to understand this. Systems are designed. Watch it now. Systems are designed to help us keep order, not to control us. And see, in the world, there are systems in the world. There are systems in the world, and it's called systemic. Like poverty is a systemic problem. We're one of the richest, if not, we claim to be the richest nation. And yet, we got poor people, and we got situations, and so forth and so on. The health bill that we're dealing with right now, it all comes down to one thing. It's money. It's systems. Poverty is a systemic problem, meaning it's a problem that is designed to keep people poor. If you break out of the rat race, it was by accident. It certainly wasn't by they purposefully trying to get you out. Have you ever noticed the moment that you get an increase, everything else increase? The moment that you shout, oh, I got a raise, and everything else is raised. Now, Joe, I thought about you and Faye and you and Michelle and y'all that was sitting on the first row. I did. And you came here already with such a spirit of humility and already operating in God. In other words, you came as a prosperous family. And you just continue to climb as God continues to promote. As God continues to promote. Why is it working for him? I'm a pastor, and sometimes I look around and say, how come God's no respect of persons? How can it work for some and not work for others? Because systems, when people come out of the world system, they recognize intuitively that the systems are designed, if you were, to control me. It's not designed to help me. And so therefore, when they come into the church, oftentimes we come in with a spirit of rebellion. And even though we are saved instantly in the spirit, but progressively in the soul, meaning those old soulish ways. This is why Romans chapter 12, verse 2, start with verse 1. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your, what? Body, a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, the right kind of worship. And then he says, and be not conformed. That word conformed is suski matizo. Don't be pressed into the mold, the likeness of this world. But be ye transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. So that you can prove what is the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. But when you come into the family of God, you have already been conformed. What you need is to be transformed. You are already conformed, pressed into the mold, the image and the likeness. You think like the world thinks because that's the way you got by in the world. You got to have an under table mentality if you're going to operate in the world, because we know in the world they tell you that good guys don't win. You can't be honest in a dishonest system. Jesus said that was an unjust man. Why? Because he was in an unjust system. He said, but the moment that you come into the kingdom, you got a king now. Glory to God. You got another whole set in a whole nother system. It's not designed to control you. It's designed to help you. It's systematized. It's not systemic. It's a fair system. It's a fair way. It's not unrighteous. God is not, let me say it this way, the just. Notice, man, I'm preaching this right now. Do I have enough time, Elder? See, he said the just shall live by faith. Why didn't he say the people of God shall live by faith? Because some of the people of God aren't, they're not just. They're not just. Some of the preachers, we're not just. We're not just. We're spiritual hustlers. Hello. We're not just. He said the just. He didn't say the people of God. He said why? Because some of my people, they're not just. They'll beat you out of a dollar as quick as anybody else. And then you end up saying, I thought you were. Yeah, he is a Christian. Oh, he say he is. But why would he? He's working in an unjust world. He's still got his old unjust ways. He's still hustling. He still think he got to beat someone. If a man robbed God, what you think he'll do to you? If the foundations, this is the foundations. I can't tell you how excited I've been over this. Because so many of God's people have written me, have called in, and many of you have written me letters and so forth. And you know, and listen, Karen, it's not because Paul says, it's not because I desire, I'm trying to get some money from somebody. It's not because this is not what this is about. That's why I put that on the back burner. We're going to learn the system and how God's system works. Then we can be, faith can work. People say, how come my faith's not working? Because the just shall live by faith. Man, this is good, man. This is good. Now smile at me a little bit. Come on. Because I got about 10 more minutes and I'm going to cut loose with this. Boy, I see some disfigured faces here. I see why God says that. He said, don't let their faces bother you. Some folk, man, you wait till this service is over. See, that's where we dealt with things in the world. We grit on each other. You don't scare me, mister. He says in verse 5, and all the foundations of the world or of the earth, what is that? Are out of course. Come on. Is a systemic succession or course. But it's out of course. It's out, all of it. He said all of it is out of course. All of it. So you got to have another system. Because all of the world's system is out of course. It's a dead end. It's a dead end. It's a dead end. If you're waiting for the world to get you out, search for tomorrow. Go ahead. Just search for tomorrow. It ain't going to happen today. If you don't know how to live by faith, preacher, your church is going to close. If you don't know how to function in God's system, you are in trouble. And yet he can be your, man, this is good. Yet he can be your God. The children of this world, that's what Jesus said, are in their generation wiser than the children of light. That's Psalms 82, verse 5. Look at Jeremiah. Look at Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 4. Let's go there. Jeremiah chapter 4. Ooh, glory to God. Man, this is something. Jeremiah chapter 4. And I want you to see this now. Jeremiah chapter 4. I want you there to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 22. Jeremiah 4. Verse 22. Price, I am so excited. Sister Price, God has shown me... I am more excited than you. Than I look. Do I seem like I'm excited? Amen. William, I am excited. I'm telling you. I said, God, I mean, God is showing us these things so we can walk in his light, in the light of our redemption.
Yes.
We don't have to fumble and stumble and all over the place. Not if the Lord is my shepherd. If the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And when did David write that? Not when he was sitting up on the throne saying, well, you know, what, give me a song, Lord. No, it was when he was running for his life in the wilderness, he discovered even in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord who is my shepherd, I shall not want. He prepares a table in the presence of my enemies, in the presence of lack. God is still the God of abundance. He's still the God of abundance. He's still the God of abundance. And when the children of Israel were in Egypt, it was dark on the Egyptians. They was in the same place. Over here was dark. Over there was light. And Egypt is a type of the world. God says, even when it's dark, I must still let somebody's light shine. You can be in the same household. One get blessed, the other one don't. You can be husband and wife. One get it, the other don't. That's the way it's going to be in the rapture. You can be in the same bed. Somebody's taken, somebody's left. In the same household. In the same church. Somebody's wise, somebody's stupid. Hearing the same word. Somebody get it, somebody don't. Some do, some don't. Some will, some won't. It depends on what you're going to do. Are you glad you came tonight? Look at Jeremiah chapter 4. Jeremiah the 4th chapter. And this is exciting. Jeremiah chapter 4. See, God is the God that's supplying your need. You got to determine. In every family, you're going to have folk who are going to be poor in the family. You're going to have people in the family who got and people in the family who don't got. Both of them came out of the same womb. From the same impoverished situation. Somebody get it, the other one don't. Somebody decide to be, I'm going to be on the Lord's. You know, Joe Lewis, during the times of depression, the country said, Joe, say, you go out there and promote it. God is on our side. Joe Lewis said, he had enough sense, no better than that. He said, no, we're going to change that. It ain't God is on our side. His will on God's side. We better be on God's side. Well, you better get on God's side. God, get on my side. Who you think you talking? God said, that's what's wrong now. You're stupid. In the world, we so used to bossing folk around. And then, Renee, we just start bossing God. There's a verse of scripture. How stupid are we? There's a verse of scripture. Listen, we better read the Bible right. Yes, sir. And rightly divide the word of truth. There was a verse of scripture in the Bible, Brother Price, that it says, God is asking really the question though. He says, can the potter say to, in other words, can the creation say to the creator? Can he command the creator? He says, and yet you command ye me. And we have taken that to say, guess what, people? We can command God. God, I command you. You're lucky God don't knock you out. God, I command you to do what? Well, this is good teaching. Have you? You should have found Jeremiah by now. Are you in chapter 4? Let me hit you with this and then. Glory to God. Chapter 4. My gracious, look at this. Woo, glory. Oh, my. Look at verse 17 first. I'm not going to keep you much longer. Chapter 4, verse 17. As keepers of a field, are they against her round about because she has been rebellious against me, saith the Lord. Drop down to verse 22. For my people, no, nobody won't talk back to me, Lord. Nobody wants to talk back. Everybody. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are, what's that? Scottish. Do you know what that means? Huh? Huh? Silly. Thank you. No wonder I've been drawing on you, Brother Price. Silly. They are stupid. Look it up. They're silly and stupid. Now, don't leave here wanting to beat me up. Because I didn't say it. God says, my people, Ramona, they are. And he uses this word, Scottish, because it carries the connotation of how the person is intoxicated. They're trying to walk straight, but hitting everything. Have you? Of course, none of y'all ever been drunk in your life. I come from a drinking family. And I remember Elder Scott, Elder Scott. I remember I was hanging out with Aunt Joan, Linda. And Joan, listen, man. Joan, Linda looked so much like them Holcombs. Praise the Lord. And Joan, beautiful as she can. Beautiful, beautiful. Man, I'm young. And I'm trying to hang out with Aunt Joan. We went from, God is my witness, we went from one bar to another bar. Joan knew everybody. They kicked us out of them bars. And then I walked Joan, we gets home, and Joan said, Nate, let me walk you home. She said, let me walk you home. I said, no, Joan, I'm walking you home. I'm drunk as I can be. Joan standing straight, I'm drunk as I can be. I'm walking you home. I can get it. She said, no, I got to walk you home. Let me carry you home. I said, I can make it. And I thought I could. And Elder Hilliard, that ground, Harold, Venango Street beat me to Broad Street. You know how easy it is to go straight from 15th and Venango to 18th and Venango. What was I doing around Broad in the area? I was trying to go straight, and I was every which way. People was laughing at me. When I got home, Mama, she thought a gang had jumped me. My shirt was ripped off. My face was bleeding. Man, I vomited I don't know how many times. And God is saying, my people are so intoxicated on the world that they're trying to walk straight, and the world is whipping their behind, knocking the living sense out of every one of them that's trying to walk straight. And when you get there, the devil didn't do it. He just got you hooked on it. Why do you think he's called the God of this world? He's not the God of the earth. He operates the system. He's got us like puppets. He's got us intoxicated on everything in the world. And the whole world, it says the earth, the foundations. The whole foundations. It's like an earthquake right under your feet. And God says, my people. That's the same God that says, my people, which you call by my... He says, my people. What about it? They're foolish. They have not known me. They are Scottish children. Why? And they have none understanding. They are wise. Oh, glory to God. This is too much. They are too smart for their own good. They are wise, but it's to do evil. But to do good, they have no knowledge. They have no knowledge. They're smart. They're wise. They think they can hustle my kingdom the way they hustle the system. God says it's not going to work. It's not going to work. I meant to get much further than this, but lift up your hands. I wanted to go further than this. Lift up your hands towards God. Repeat after me, Oh God. I thank you tonight that my eyes are open, that my preacher's eyes are open, that he is not blind, leading the blind. But the eyes of my understanding have been enlightened. The curtains of my mind have been drawn back. Holy Spirit, teach me the ways of God to work God's system. Kingdom pragmatism. I receive the counsel of God's understanding. And God, I give you praise that I will walk in the light as you are in the light. I thank you, Lord, that my steps are ordered by the Lord. Dismiss all confusion. I denounce it now. I will not be a foolish servant, an unjust servant. Oh God, my heart is in my hand, and I give you my heart for a heart of understanding. I walk in the light. I walk upright. And because I do, no good thing is withheld from me. I walk in the light. I walk upright. And because I do, no good thing is withheld from me. I walk in the light. I walk upright. Because I do, no good thing is withheld from me. Come on, lift up your hands and bless him now. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.